B-Pod Studios.
It's time now for the Gargano and Martinez Midday Show with Anthony Gargano and Jason Martinez. It starts now.
What up?
Oh, my! Good morning, everybody. Happy, 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 happy Celtics Day. Yes! Sixers and Celtics tonight at the Wells Fargo Center. Oh, this is one of my favorite days. This is one of my favorite games. The Celtics coming in tonight. First time they're in since the playoffs of last year. Jason Martinez, I'm Anthony Gargano. It's the Midday Show. And yes, Jason, I got hate in my heart.
Yeah. Anything green today is persona non grata.
Yeah. That's Celtic green, which is different than the Eagle green.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like the old Kelly green a little bit. But.
A little bit, but it's not. It's a clover. Like, I hate the clover.
Yeah.
I'm out on the clover.
Yeah. It's good thing you're not an Irishman.
Listen, I hate the clover. The clover is synonymous with the Celtics.
Yeah, it's the white and the green. You know, many sports uniforms have a combination of three colors. You get like a green, black, and white, or silver in there. Nah, not the Celtics. They got to go two-tone. You know, they go white and green.
Well, you know, listen, it's
simplicity to it.
Listen, I get it. Like, you know, if I was an Irishman, I'd love them. Celtics, the name itself, the color.
Yeah.
You know, it's green in Ireland, except they're our biggest rival up there. They're our biggest rival, and they come down here, and this is a big moment. Like, I'm not going to overstate it. I think it's an opportunity more than a moment. I want to wreck them. Like, I want to annihilate the Celtics tonight.
Kyrie or no Kyrie, doesn't matter.
Don't matter.
Inflict pain. You want to be like Marcus Aurelius Decimus Meridius.
Yes.
On my command, unleash hell.
No, I want a 30-point win tonight.
I want a 30-point.
That's boring, though. Boring. That's not boring.
It's piling on them's fine.
Let me ask you a question. Was 44-6 boring?
No.
That, of course, was Eagles-Cowboys.
Cowboys, yeah. No, that wasn't boring. See, I put the Celtics at, like, number two in the rival list right now, just behind the Cowboys, because you can never supplant the Cowboys as the team we love to hate the most. But if these two teams, the Celtics and the Sixers, are battling for a chance to go to the
final. I mean,
they're
1-1A for me.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah,
that's breaking news. Okay.
No, it's not breaking news. It's 1-1A. I mean, you know.
Well, I mean, like, the rivalry has taken a step back because both teams weren't on the same level until last year.
I mean, like my hate goes back to when I was a kid. So it's just, same thing with the Cowboys. Like, my sports hate, it germinates from when I was eight.
Yeah, you don't know when you developed it. You just knew it was part of your DNA.
As long as I can remember.
Yeah, osmosis.
I hated the Cowboys. I hated the Celtics. Quite frankly, I hate the Rangers. Now, later in life, I learned to hate the Penguins.
Well, that was developed a little later, first with the Mario Penguins, and when they won back-to-back cups. And then, obviously, when the Crosby era began in the mid to late 2000s.
But I learned to hate them.
Yeah, the innate hate for it hockey is the Rangers.
I hate the Rangers. The Rangers, I mean, that was a flyer.
It's the rags.
Yeah, I mean, you know, listen.
Yeah.
That was it. I mean, that was our nemesis, Smurfs.
Yeah. Well, you had Duguay and all the guys all through the
years. Remember whistling when Duguay was on the ice?
They give him the
Yeah.
And it would go all over Spectrum.
Yeah,
great.
It was outrageous.
Well, I loved having that. I love sports hate. That's one of the byproducts of your team not being very good, is that kind of goes away.
Well,
for
it's also frowned upon in today's climate.
What, the hate?
Yes.
Stop it. Seriously?
It is, yes.
You can't hate the opponent anymore? I'm out then.
It's frowned upon in today's climate.
Well, frown upon this fat ass of mine, because I still want to not like opponents.
I know. But again, we're dinosaurs if you hate the opponent.
Are we going to have to change the name from a rival or a heated rival to a team that we play against that we really don't like because it's insensitive?
You can't say hate.
Can't even say disabled list anymore. Pretty soon it's not going to be called a handicap in golf. You know, these are all the things that are happening in our world.
Yeah, and again, to me, it's all about context, right? You know, I would think that you can look at sports hate in its context.
Yeah, that you can keep some perspective here.
And by the way, there's nothing wrong with hating your opponent, with not liking your opponent. There's nothing wrong with it. Red Auerbach hated the Sixers, and to the day he was an old frail man, right? Shortly before he passed, Red Auerbach, I was in Boston. Maurice Cheeks was in front of me. We're going into this dining room at the TD Garden. All right?
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, Red Auerbach's in front of us. He sees it's Mo Cheeks, and he doesn't hold the door for him.
He's still holding on to the hate.
He shuts the door.
In his later years.
I mean, the guy had to be, I don't know what
92 years old.
I mean, he was an older gentleman. And he went like, and Maurice starts cracking up.
That's awesome.
And so we go into the room, into the dining area, and Mo says, you know, geez, you couldn't, you know, I'll hate you to the day I die.
Yeah, that's great.
Cheeks. Yeah. Like that.
Yeah, I like that, though. That was a man who was resolute in his hate.
Red, like, what's wrong with that?
Yeah,
that's good.
How do you really feel, Red?
you know what I mean?
Like, you know where you stood.
You know, I mean, I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, see, there's a difference, too, between, like, hating a team, but you can still have respect. Like, I still, even though, like, there's teams that I hate, I still respected them. You know, I still respected Troy Aikman and Michael Irvin. When they played for the Cowboys, I didn't like him. I couldn't stand Irvin. He was a big mouth punk from Miami. So I hated that part of him. But I respected the game. Sure. I respected Emmett. Sure. I respect the hell out of Crosby.
Listen, you know? You can hate them and respect. I respected Larry Bird.
Yeah. Because you had to.
You know what I mean?
Earned
Larry Bird was an incredible, great, great player.
Yeah.
I wish he was a Sixer.
Yeah. Like we talked about yesterday with Magic.
Right.
He respected Magic. But you didn't mean you had to like him.
No, I'm speaking of hating your opponent. Bird's career was that.
Oh, absolutely.
He didn't fraternize. He hated those guys. He hated Magic.
He sees guys today, Bird, helping guys up off the floor, and it burns his ass.
Yes.
He's going, what are you doing? You see in the NFL all the time now, too. Guys helping each other up.
Well, today we're going to get into this theme of old school. It's going to be kind of pervasive throughout the show today.
Mm-hmm. We don't want to lose this game tonight because this is a big game tonight.
No, we'll obviously break it all down and talk about it, but we're going to get into old school and how we view things and how we also view the sport of football.
Yeah. There's a term in life, evolution. If you're not evolving, you're dying. And to some extent, that's true in some regards, but in what we're going to talk about today, it's going to be a very interesting discussion.
Yes, it is. So what we want to give you, from someone that you most likely respect.
I do. Bob Costas.
Yeah, I do. I do, too. I was going to say it, but you know, we'll get into
what he said
about football. Well, he's the best.
Yeah, to me, he was one of the great announcers.
Yes, I love it. I agree. I agree. So we'll get into his denouncement of football.
And he paid a price, Ann.
So we got to get into that. Well, he did, and we'll get into it.
Yeah.
Also, I got to just off the top, because yesterday on our show, Elton Brand revealed that the Lakers called him about permission to so Ben could go work out with Magic Johnson, and he said no. Now, I don't understand why he had to apologize.
Yeah, he called Magic apparently yesterday afternoon, according to Ramona Shelburne of ESPN, and called him to apologize for the way, I guess, he framed it.
Yeah, I don't know what, because he was very forthright. He told the whole story that it was Ben's brothers that went out and sought this thing out. So they're the one who put the wheels in motion. It wasn't like Magic was reaching out to Ben, and nor did he say that.
No, he was very transparent. No. As a matter of fact, he said, let me tell you the whole story.
Yes.
Without provocation. And went into the whole thing.
So, anyway, he says this. I don't know why he has to apologize. But worse, Brett Brown chimes in. Did you hear this?
This morning.
Did you hear this?
Yeah.
Do we have that, Andrew? where he talks about Elton must feel bad.
Why?
About what, Brett? I got to tell you, I'm not happy with Brett.
He said he'll pull it during a break, but yeah, I don't know why Elton would feel bad. You told a team, no, you can't talk to one of my players.
You know what, Brett?
Stay out.
Stop being so nice, Brett.
Yeah.
All right? He's a great dude, but he's overly nice. And you can't be overly nice. That's why you got trampled on by the Celtics last year.
A little too nice.
All right? I want you to hate the Lakers and hate the Celtics and go put a lesson out there tonight.
And make that part of your soul that you can go to in these moments.
I'm sure Elton feels bad. Why?
I don't know why Elton would feel bad, though. I don't even know why he called to apologize to him. Something still doesn't smell like it's on the up and up here, because we're getting these conflicting of who was contacted. No,
we know that Ben's brothers contacted everybody. So they contacted the Lakers.
Kobe.
Right. They did the whole thing.
Magic wasn't the only player.
No, Shaq, Michael. Jordan. Listen, Mike owns a team.
Yeah.
All right, so... You know, nobody's afraid that Ben's going to go to Charlotte.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I have Michael to talk to him. Yeah. I'd be more afraid of Michael than I would Magic.
Well, because Michael's a killer still.
He's
a
closer.
Give a rat's ass.
Right. Yeah. I'd be more afraid of Mike.
Yeah, if you're sitting down at a table, you're sitting down with Mike or Jordan, the one that's going to take everything from you is going to be Jordan. He's playing poker with your ass.
That's right. So we got to get into that today. We'll get into the game. We'll get into last night. Because it was a tough one last night.
Yeah.
And I thought after the major penalty, and they got the 5-minute power play, that there was going to be a miracle comeback.
4:54 to go in the game.
And they scored right away.
Yeah.
And they had chances, man. They controlled the puck for like 2.5 minutes, and then they couldn't score.
Yeah, well, Matt Murray was sensational last night.
Oh, my God.
To me, that was case in point why that position is the most important position in sports.
He came out with CP last night.
A couple of them. It was not his best performance last night. He's been great, and he was going for his 9th straight win to set an NHL record. He tied Jocelyn Thibault's record the other day. But no, it wasn't his best performance last night, and he'd tell you that. He said it after the game.
Yeah.
But what Murray did last night was sensational. It was nice to have the building rocking like that last night, though. It was pretty wild down there.
Yes.
610-632-0975. You know, snow day today a little bit. Kids are off school again, at least for me. It's a little potpourri today. You know, kind of we can go bop around a little bit, have a little fun today, right?
Yeah, well, also, number 5 is in my crosshairs.
Oh, shit.
I would say no.
Oh, okay. 5 rears his ugly head again. I'm done with him, by the way. Great quarterback. Good job, Donovan. You go away for a long time. 25-year sentence. I just don't need to hear from him anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get you.
You're in the same vein.
I get you.
610-632-0975. It is the Midday Show. That's Anthony Gargano. This is Jason Martinez. And we are going to be right here with you until 2 o'clock on 97.5 The Fanatic. But I got to tell you about Window Nation, because it's cold out again. And smart shoppers, they're the savvy shoppers, because they know the best deals. They come in the off season. So if you were going to buy a snowblower, snow boots, or a sweater, if you bought it now, the prices are going to be through the roof because the demand is there. But if you buy that in the summertime when there's no demand, you get a great deal. You don't pay full price. Window Nation knows this as well, and they're offering an amazing deal. Buy two windows, get two free, and get 0% financing for 5 full years. What a great deal. Is it buy 4 windows, get 4 free? How about if you buy 8? Guess what? You'll get 8 free, no limit. Plus, if you call by Sunday, with the purchase of a house of windows, they're going to pay your heating bill until the new windows are installed. You're going to save thousands of dollars. Window Nation does a room-by-room install, so they cause as little disturbance as possible in your home, and they're paying your heating bill all the while. Window Nation needs to keep the factory busy and their installers working during the slower months. And after this nasty cold weather we've been experiencing pretty much for the last couple of months, you're going to pay the lowest prices of the year guaranteed. So call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. Get 2 free windows for every 2 you buy, no limit, plus 0% financing for 5 full years. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
10 o'clock hour brought to you by Window Nation. When you're searching for windows, search windownation.com.
What up?
On the Midday Show with Jason Martinez, Anthony Gargano. You said it. It's be careful out there because
slick.
It is nasty. It's icy and wet and terrible out there. You said it's kind of one of those ugly days. It's a day you want to sit home inside and binge watch.
Yeah, watch 1 and 2 today. Watch Godfather 1 right into 2, 5.5, 6 hours
yes.
plus of
take
movie.
A nap in between.
Yeah, and you don't feel like you missed. It's like watching golf.
You're right. Yes.
You take a nap and you go, okay, I didn't miss anything. I know.
Wow, you're right. It is. We've seen the movie, those two movies so many times that when you watch it, it is like watching golf.
Yeah, you're fine with
you
it.
Can wake up and you go, oh, cool. I mean, and then you're into it.
Yep, and you don't even need to pause it when you go either to the bathroom or go to get a snack.
No, it's...
You're like, oh, I don't need to pause it. You know, if I pause it, she's not going to be here forever, you know?
Right, that's a genius move.
Yeah, like today would have been one
today's
of those days.
Good. Like, I
dank.
Yes, it's dank today.
Yeah. Oh, is Godfather's coming on? Shut it down. Kids, get your iPad. I'm going to be here for the next 6.5 hours. Michael.
No, it's the truth, though. It is true.
It's a good movie. I always thought that movie was good on like a dank, not feeling well, kind of crappy day.
It's funny.
Star Wars.
You always pick up. Yeah, I can imagine that.
Yeah.
Not a big Star Wars fan, but I can imagine that. It's funny about The Godfather and 2. You always find something, like some little nuance that you never noticed before.
Oh, wow, look at the sneakers he's wearing there. You know, something like that.
My cousin goes, it's like a discovery. Right, he's like, whoa, look what I discovered. Mm. And my cousin, so Joey calls me up and goes, Bob, he goes, I discovered that when Michael's outside the hospital with Enzo the Baker, and Enzo the Baker can't light the cigarette, Michael looks down at his own hand, and it's not shaking.
Yeah.
He now knows...
It's the sign.
Right. That's the sign that he now knows that he's got no problem. He could kill the cop.
He's got ice in his veins.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. And Enzo's there shaking like a leaf. Michael's got to light them smoke for him.
Yes.
That's a good
point.
And
he looked at his hand. Joe's like, I saw his hands. He saw the hand did not shake.
Cool as ice.
Yeah. And that's when he knew. That was his transformation.
Yeah.
Into the monster that he became.
To become the guy that could lead that life that his father never wanted him to get into. Yes. You're right. 610-632-0975. Let's play this sound of Brett Brown from this morning talking about Elton Brand and his feelings. Yeah, here it is.
I think it's like a lot of things tend to be very overblown. You know, like even myself with my history with, as an example, with Tim Duncan, you know, I put him with Joel and Nerlens back in the day, and it's natural. Like you want voices to be able to influence your players that are Hall of Fame players, championship players. I get the sort of juicy side of the Magic connection with the Lakers. You know, Ben's a Philadelphia 76er. I think Elton felt bad because really Rob Pelinka did everything right. And, you know, we move on from it. I get, as I say, the excitement of the story, but personally it's not one for me.
Well, there you go. I don't doubt that Pelinka did everything right. It's Magic that I worry about, who thinks he doesn't have to play by the rules.
Yeah, Elton probably felt bad. Like, why would he feel bad? That's the only thing. I'm like, yo, Brett, what do you feel bad about? And look, I don't understand. See, the coaches, the coaching world, they care about the sport. Like, Brett's allegiance is to the sport. I don't understand that. So since his allegiance to the sport, you know, when he talks about bringing in Tim Duncan... To help out, he wants to bring Tim Duncan in to help out, whether it was Nerlens or Joel, and have them improve.
Yeah, to show them the ways.
Yeah,
for a guy with that kind of body,
because that's what you do. That's the game. That's you know. But I just thought, I don't understand the Elton thing.
Yeah, I don't get the feeling bad. I don't know why he called Magic to apologize. I thought he was pretty transparent when he said. We said to him, said, what'd you say? And he said, I said no.
Yeah.
It was really simple. unless I can be there.
Yeah, well, what you got to apologize for? Saying no? I don't think so.
No, it's his right. And I wouldn't want my players talking to executives from other teams either. Somebody brought it up to me on
Twitter.
And I
said no.
Yeah. I mean, it was a real matter of fact. Somebody said to me, well, you know, Wentz goes out, works out with other guys and blah, 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 you know, and NFL players do. I go, yeah, but they're not an executive or president of another team that you're going and working out with.
I listen.
Like Jerry Rice.
I had the
other
side yesterday.
Yeah. You thought the intention was pure.
Like, I was like, you know, I understand why that you would want him to work out with Magic.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you guys are right. Listen, I understand why you guys would feel that way. You guys are right.
Yeah, you were given the benefit of the doubt.
I was looking at it like Brett, like, you know, looking at it like the good of the game.
Well, you're looking at it, too. You're looking at Ben going, because you've made the parallel of Ben and Magic so many times, like so many of us have. And you're going, Ben's hanging out. And you're romantic.
Yes.
Ben with Magic and all that, you know. And Duncan and, you know, they're going to have a 2-on-2 scrimmage. It's going to be Duncan and Magic versus Ben and Joe.
All right. Like, I love that. I'm thinking that, you know, that his tutelage, you know, helps him blossom into what he can be.
Yeah.
But, you know, to your guy's point, it's right. You can't trust him. And Elton did the right thing. You can't trust him.
Coming up later, I want to have a challenge between you and I. I want to take all the NBA All-Stars, like they did with LeBron and Giannis, and draft their team. But we're going to take them all and put them in there, and you and I are going to draft our team. So he's got the better squad of this year's NBA All-Stars. We're going to build our squad.
I love that stuff. You know, man, I'll geek out anytime.
We'll go GM, all-star GMs.
I'll love the geek out on that.
Yeah.
I love the geek out.
Mr. NBA, look out. I got some advanced metrics.
Do you?
No.
I'm afraid of the advanced metrics.
I know you are. 610-632.
Which one of you is LeBron? Which one of you is Giannis?
Oh, I'm Giannis. He's the Greek freak.
So that means Ant's got first pick.
Oh, we're going to flip a coin for it. We're not going exact. But he's Greek. I got the Greek name. I got to go with Giannis, right?
Yeah.
I identify with Giannis.
Okay.
I don't identify with LeBron.
Oh, I got you. I know why.
610-632.
There's an ulterior motive here.
Yes, there always is. Let's get to the phones. Let's go to Jay in West Philly on the Fanatic. How you doing today, Jay?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Good morning, fellas.
Jay.
Because I was surprised yesterday, man. That's exactly what I was telling you about. You left Magic around that dude, man. He shouldn't have to apologize either. Elton should.
No.
And that's why I worry about Brett Brown, man. He is snake in the grass, man. He is snake. He's the one that got Colangelo. And it ain't no coincidence that he's from Boston and we always losing to them dudes.
He can't be a...
He is snake, man.
He can't be a snake, man.
Jay,
I got something for you.
I'm listening.
All right? Now, I want you to react to it. I'm not going to say a word. All right.
I'm listening.
This is from one Donovan McNabb.
Yeah.
Here's the tweet. Okay. Now the Eastern Conference has just gotten interesting. Philly has put a lot of pressure on other teams. But do you now put them as the best team in the East? I still have this as my rankings. Milwaukee, Toronto, Boston, and Philly.
I think he's an ass face.
Your thoughts.
Wipe your keister with it.
Jay.
Hey, cuz, you know how I feel when I heard that? I felt like you after a Ben Simmons game against Kawhi. Man, you're killing me, man.
Right?
I heard it. I was like, dang, man. I can't do nothing for you, man.
Now you're going to turn your back on him. I got to bury him. I got to unleash it.
Not my man. Don't do that.
No, but he just, you know, because he's doing it on purpose.
I know. He was being smart.
He's a rat.
I'm this close, man. I'm this close.
Yeah, he's a rat, man. He is.
Well, that might be how he sees. He's got an educated basketball mind.
Get the hell out of here.
He was in Syracuse.
Just like Brett Brown, but look.
I defended McNabb, though.
Because they laying the groundwork, man. This is what I've been telling you for years, man. That kid is going there.
No, he's not going there. He's not. No, he's
just
not.
You just seen his agent turn down an extension. Everybody talking about
Listen, he's not leaving. Ben's not leaving.
He's going to turn down $150 million, Jay.
Hey, he's a left-hander. He's going to the left coast.
Nah, stop it.
No, Jay, he's not, man.
I find you a guy that turns down $150 million, and I find you a fool.
He's not leaving.
Yeah.
So this is just McNabb.
Yeah.
Now, you think he's being honest and true?
I don't know. I mean, he's passive-aggressive. You think he's trolling?
I don't think so. Yes! I think he's a rat!
Look, is it a stretch to say that Milwaukee could be the top team in the Eastern Conference?
Come on. It's not a stretch for him to say Philly last. You know why? Because he does not identify himself as Philadelphia.
Good. That's fine, no?
Listen, that's why his ass is out.
Yeah.
He's out of the family. I want him out of the family.
He's never in my family.
No, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, but he's in the inner sanctum.
I want him out of the family. I think he's a rat. I think he constantly and consistently puts down Philadelphia.
And tries
and
to do it
down
cryptically.
The teams. And he does it in a back. He's such a passive, aggressive dude.
Yeah. He can't help himself. And he might even be doing it subconsciously.
I mean, are you guys, listen, I'll put it to a vote. I'm going to put it out there and let the people.
All right. We'll see what the people have to say.
After, you know, yet another little jab, because he's the king of the minor jabs. Isn't that right, Andrew?
He's a dig.
Oh, yeah, he's trolling us. That's why I put that tweet out.
Yes, he is.
No, that's a total troll job.
Come on. I mean, seriously, how could you put Boston ahead of the Sixers right now?
Yeah, but when he said Philly has to put a lot of pressure on other teams, but do you now put them as the best team in the East?
Here's
he's
got them fourth.
Yeah, I know. I don't know if he's trolling you. I think we might be reading into it, too.
No. He does it all the time.
Well, I think
he does it with the Eagles.
His nature.
He does it with the Eagles all the time. He's passive-aggressive.
Donovan?
Now, just so you know, he actually deleted his original tweet. I guess there was a spelling mistake, so he tweeted it out again. Before that, the last time he tweeted was 6 days prior. So you know people were excited about the Sixers. So he logged on to Twitter.com and said,
I got to get some headlines.
How do I get at these Philadelphians?
Trevor,
he waited 6 days.
This is on the Fanatic. What's up, Trevor?
He's a creep.
Not much. I'm having a snow day right now, so.
Oh, dude, you doing day drinking?
No. I have to work at 6 anyways, unfortunately.
Oh, okay. That's not a legit snow day then, man. That's a Bobo snow day.
I know. It's a Bobo snow day, but it's good enough to watch the end of Sopranos for me. That's all I'm just saying.
Oh, now, what episode are you on?
Well, I'm on season 6A, episode 5.
Wow.
Okay, you're in a good spot, man. A lot happening there.
Yeah. I don't know. I just need to look at it again. I fell asleep last night after the Flyer game, so.
Wow.
After that disgraceful performance.
Why was it a disgraceful performance?
I feel like they didn't show up. They showed up late and they did.
He had 28 shots in the second quarter, in the second period.
I know that they did. They were putting pucks on net, but they just like did not get it. They didn't show it through to like the third period. Got a goal. And the goalie was sensational.
They did not show up last night.
You outshoot a team.
It dominated them
28-8 in the second period. Yeah. I don't think that's not showing up.
I had people tweeting me that, Trevor, last night. And I'm going, are you watching the game?
Listen, I don't think Carter Hart played well.
No, I don't either.
I agree with that. I'm glad he took responsibility. I'll say that. Okay. Good for a young goalie.
I don't know what your Samsung's up there showing in Connecticut, Holmes, but you may want to get a clearer picture.
I might have to throw this Vizio out the window right now.
Yeah. Yeah, break out the old floor model Zenith again.
Yeah. Hey, I do luck with that in college, by the way. So, what type of Gordon horseshoe the Penguins have against the Flyers is my question. That's a real good question. And do you see Simmons and Voracek possibly getting traded to maybe Colorado since any depth?
No, I think one of them will get traded, and I don't think to Colorado. I think Simmons is going to get traded, or Calgary's in the mix now, too. Voracek, I do not believe so, and here's the tip-off. And you'll love this investigative reporting. In the locker room the other day, Jake Voracek announced that Carter Hart is moving out of the hotel and into his residence to stay with him.
Really?
Yeah. Does that tell you, would the team allow a player to move in with another player they were planning on moving considering? No. That's a tip-off.
Does this sound like Danny Briere inviting Claude Giroux?
It was like the youth hostel that he had there.
Yeah, but that's cool. I like that. I love that.
Yeah.
I think that's a good thing.
Well, didn't Doc do it, too?
Yes.
Dr. J did it with somebody? Maybe
Briere
Barkley?
Did it with Giroux.
Yeah.
I don't think it was Charles. Was it Charles?
Or somebody that, players have done this over time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because they don't want him staying in a hotel.
No, you're a young guy.
Yeah.
It's the way to do it.
Yep.
And I know Briere did it with Couturier. They did it on the 24/7 show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's right.
So, yeah, they do it with young players, man.
That's right.
That's so I think it's good. That's a good move anyways.
Yeah, you take him under the wing.
Got to. Also, I love how it's Sixers Celtics Day. I'm happy for that. You sounded like my buddy's old father before he passed away. I hate everyone. I'm glad I still have that ingrained in me. Thank you, Anthony.
You're welcome. Your heart.
Yeah, well, you know what? Today's a day you embrace the hate. Valentine's Day is coming up.
2 days.
In two days. All right? I'm looking at Steven Singer.
Yep.
My man, Steven Singer. And what we're going to do today is today we embrace the sports hate. And for those great sports hate rants, I got the incredible 24-karat gold dip rose.
Okay, see if you're...
That we're going to hook some people up with.
Yeah, because a lot of the listeners are like me. They are not buttoned up when it comes to matters of the heart with your significant other.
Well, that's why
other.
I got Steven.
Yeah, he's your ace in the hole.
Yeah.
And I need the ace in the hole, too. Like, I need Steven.
I know Steven 100 years.
Bail me out. He's bailed me out before. He'll bail me out again, and he'll bail out the listeners.
That's exactly right.
610-632-0975. We'll talk to Steven coming up. And you on the phone lines at 610-632-0975. Anthony Gargano, Jason Martinez, right here exclusively on The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Welcome back! It is the Midday Show with Jason Martinez. I'm Anthony Gargano, and it's a big day. It's a Sixers-Celtics heated rivalry.
Hate.
And I woke up with hate in my heart. I did. Here on February 12th, I woke up with hate in my heart. And so, of course, I think our next guest, I think he felt that I have hate in my heart today. Because I have only hate sports hate. And I think... that the man they say, I hate Steven Singer, I think he realized that and he wanted to come in and make me feel better.
Yeah, he came in through the snow. Steven, how are you?
Do you know what? The I hate Steven Singer guy hates Boston. I hate the Celtics. I hate them MFers. You know what? I want to crush them. I want to crush them. I want to crush them. I don't want to have a pulse even when they're done. I want to kill them.
Yes! Yes, they're going to be annihilated. Exactly. That's what I told him. I told him yesterday, I'm screaming at Brett, that you make a statement. But you know, listen, you were just at the Lakers-Pacers game.
I was.
Scouting.
Let me tell you something. It was... LeBron, I don't know what's going to happen with the Lakers because LeBron is, there's no chemistry with the team. He was yelling at Luke Walton. He was yelling at the team. He was sitting 3-4 seats away at the very end of the bench. And he, you know, he played decent. I think he had like 24, 25 points, but they got blown out. They got beat by like almost 40. And I think it's just done. There's just no chemistry. They're going to have to either trade the whole team or him. I don't know what's going to happen there.
And the Sixers trade the whole team.
Yeah. And the Sixers are great. I mean, they're gelling. I mean, they got, and they're playing so great and they're new. You know, they're only going to get better. I feel right now the same way I felt when Dr. J was here and when Iverson first got signed. That's the excitement I have. And do you remember driving down 95 and when the Sixers lost and Dr. J goes, I owe you one?
Yes.
And he had a billboard.
Yes.
Then they lost again. He goes, I owe you two.
Yeah.
And then they killed it. You know, then they got Moses and they killed it. That's the way I feel right now. That's the way I feel. I feel like we're on this verge of becoming this unbelievable sports dynasty because the Phillies are playing good. You know, the Eagles are right there. I mean, they're like that. The Sixers, I love the Sixers. The Flyers are maybe, I don't know, 2-3-4 years out. I mean, I'm not an expert.
They got a guy for your heart. They got a heart.
Yeah, listen, Steven, they got heart.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
We could come up with a really good campaign with involving heart.
Oh, man. You kidding me?
All right. I know. With your mind, forget about it.
He's actually going to join us Thursday on Valentine's Day.
Is
heart
he really?
On Valentine's
Day. Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's the greatest.
Yeah.
I want to tell you something. I was thinking about you, and I know you for about a million years, right? And I was thinking about your predictions. And I want to have a new segment. I want to produce this radio show. I want to add
our
something
producer's
to
no good.
I want to do your predictions. I want to list, I want to chronicle your predictions every day, and then I want to go back and look and see what the accuracy is and what predictions are right, because in my mind, I don't know, like I said, I didn't do it, but in my mind, your predictions are like 80, 90%. Your predictions are strong.
They are!
And well, I want to...
Not all the time.
Well, not all the time, but I bet you you're over 70% with your predictions, and I would like to have your predictions every day, what you think,
we'll
what's going
Steven
on
Singer
all sports. I'll sponsor it.
All right.
I'll sponsor
it.
Steven Singer Tally.
I like the Steven Singer Tally.
Put your predictions every day, and then we'll put it up, and then we'll go back historically, and we'll look and see what they... Oh, that would be cool.
Yeah.
And then we could put other people's predictions.
IHateStevenSinger.com.
There you go. I love it.
Running Tally right there on the website.
All right.
And you pick up a gold rose right there.
It's not only that. It's just the thing I love about you guys, and both you guys, but I know you like 9 million years. I only know him 10 million years.
Yeah.
It's that you're so damn passionate about it. You get so excited.
I get so into it.
And you're so biased about Philly, which I love. You know, but screw Pittsburgh. Screw Boston.
Right.
I hate
New
everybody.
York.
Right?
Let's go to New York while we're at it.
I don't hate New York. I just dislike them.
Yeah.
Right? I resent
them.
You know, when I was a kid, I had Flyers season tickets. I was a kid the year before they won the first Stanley Cup. And I had for 5 years, did not miss one game, and we went to most away games. And we went to Washington when they first came into the league. And the Flyers came out, they were Stanley Cup games, and they gave them a standing ovation. I said, what the F? What is this?
Yeah.
This is not hockey. What the hell's going on? They were so nice and so polite. In Philly, we would never do that.
No,
yeah, we would kill them.
Are you kidding me?
But you got to have that edge. You know, you got to have that. Well, that's what that screws me up with this whole Magic Johnson thing. What the hell was that about?
Yeah.
All right,
stay away.
Would you have let Ben?
No way.
Yeah,
no.
See?
There is no, not even a prayer. There is no effing way that I would do that. And Magic, that was, listen, I respect Magic for his talents and abilities. And yeah, I always was a fan. But that was like, hey, do you still beat your wife? Type of comment. You know, they asked me, and I said, oh, we got to ask the league. Something's not right there.
Something shady.
Something's not right. That was like a mental game or something. I don't know what it was, but something's not right.
It's psychological warfare.
Yes.
That's right. That's the truth. So tell me, first of all, I got to thank you because my father, he loves, every year he gets his girlfriend the Gold Dip Rose.
He called us last year on the air. I was sitting right here at this chair, and he called us on the air.
He called on the air, right?
Yeah.
And so, Steve's my friend, all right? So it puts me in the spot. You know what I mean? He's in Florida.
Yeah, yeah.
So he said, Steven said I could call. I go, not that.
I gave him my cell, and he called me.
So it's funny because he didn't ask me for your number. Right. You gave it
I
to
gave
him
my number.
Because I wasn't going to give him your number.
No, it's my listen, it's my pleasure. It's my honor. But the funny thing was,
he loves him.
So
loves him.
I give it to my assistant. I said, you got to send these out to Anthony Gargano. He goes, are you going to see him next week? Can't you just bring it to him? Why do we got to mail it to him?
Right.
I said, no, it's his dad in Florida. Like that. They were cracking
Big
up
it.
Like that.
Yes.
And you know what? They're looking on the thing. He's bought every year. He's bought a rose like that.
He does. Yeah.
He's got like a half a dozen of them or something like that.
He loves. He's doing the whole thing.
Yeah. So I said, every year, this is just like your father. It's just like it's my father. I said, listen, you are carte blanche. You call me. Don't bypass anybody else. Don't go online. You call me directly. And every year I'm going to give you
I really appreciate that.
No, I love it.
And you know what's really cool about this whole campaign that you have is that we love to collect.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny, the colors that you've added for these roses.
Did you see the brochure I gave you with all the colors?
It's awesome. Unbelievable.
Right, that's only about half of the colors. But I'll tell you something. We've sold out of about 70% of them like that. I mean, we always have plenty. We're not going to run out. That's not the question. But every new color was voted by the fans. We had 5 new colors on the bottom. They all sold out right away. And for some reason, I'll tell you how stupid I am.
So the black diamond?
The black diamond. That's exactly what I was going to say. It's funny.
Because I would have said the black diamond to the Celtics.
We get a lot of requests for black. I said, who's the hell wants to give a black rose? It was the fastest selling rose we ever had. We sold out of it in January.
Are you serious?
The black
it's
diamond.
It's so cool.
It's black with little sparkles, so it shines like a diamond.
Yeah.
And we're coming out we're going to have it later on in the year, a tuxedo collection, where we're going to have a black and a white rose together.
Oh, cool.
Where you can buy the two together.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Great for weddings.
Right. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
That's exactly. But I show you how stupid I am because the Black Rose, I resisted it for the last few years. And the girls kept saying, no, we got a lot of requests. Sold like crazy.
Wow. That's the white amazing. One's awesome, too, right. By the
now,
way.
Like I said, I would send it to the Celtics and say, here.
Right. You know? The Black Rose goes to the Celtics.
It's like the Maloiks, you know? It's like, what are you going to do with it?
But it's sharp, though. So you know what it is? That's the Black Diamond. The Black Diamond.
It stands out with the other ones. It really pops. It's like if somebody puts the all gold rose in with all the colored roses, they put that in the middle, it pops.
Yeah.
It's like, and listen, you, all three of us, we know, and you already said it, we're idiots. Guys are as dumb as a box of rocks. This is such an easy gift.
It is.
And you can, every year, it's your go-to thing for $59, $69, you get it. It has the love card in it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.